Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Siyahlangana kwezekuseni mthwakazi ngomvulo mhlaka 25 kumabasa 2022 igama nguNtungameli Nkomo. Nanzi ezihamba phambili. Intengo yamafutha ezimota isikhwelile. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wenzela amhlophe usowabo weleFrance umnumzana Emmanuel Macron kulandela ukunqoba kwakhe kukhetho olwenziwe izolo. Umbukiso walunyaka wezamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair uyaqala kusasa, abanye besithi awusoze ulethe umahluko kwezenotho. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. Intengo yamafutha ezimota isikhwelile ngemva kokwehla kancane ngenyanga edluleyo. Ugatsha lwe-Energy Regulatory Authority lwazise ukuthi kusukela namuhla ilitha yedizili isithengiswa nge-$1.71 isuka ku-$1.60, okutsho ukuthi ikhwele nge-$0.11. Ilitha yepetulo yona ikhwele isuka ku-$1.59 ngemali yeMelika njalo yaya ku-$1.63. Abacubungula ezenotho bathi ukukhwela kwamafutha lokhu kulakho ukubangela ukukhuphuka kwentengo yezinto ezitolo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usenzele usowabo weleFrance umnumzana Emmanuel Macron amhlophe kulandela ukunqoba kwakhe kukhetho olwenziwe izolo. UMacron unqobe ngemiklomelo engamachumi amahlanu lasishiyangalombili ekhulwini 58%, kwathi obencintisana laye unkosikazi Marine Le Pen wathola engamachumi amane lanye ekhulwini i-41.4%. Kumbiko awethule enkundleni yeTwitter, uMnangagwa uchaze uMacron njengomngane wakhe. Uthe njalo ubona kulokukhazimula kubudlelwano beZimbabwe leFrance. Sixoxe lengcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Efidlela Ncube.
Lanxa ngingazi ukuthi bangabangane kumba sobangane, kodwa okuqakathekileyo ukuthi ubefanele ukuthi yena akhalele ukuthi hayi ngiyakuhalalisela umnumzana Macron, bengicela njalo ukuthi uzongincedisa eZimbabwe sibe lokhetho olukhululekileyo oluhambisana leconstitution yeZimbabwe. Kuyangehlula ukubamba ukhetho olukhululekileyo, kuyangehlula ukuthi amabandla aphikisayo akhululeke, akhankase engavinjelwanga, kuyangehlula ukuthi amapholisa angathatha uhlangothi, izekho ingathatha uhlangothi, kuyangehlula ukuthi abantu abangaphandle bavote. Bayavota phela kulawo mazwe abahalaliselayo laba abangaphandle, ngakho befanele acele ukuthi azoncediswa ukuze kube lokhetho olukhululekileyo eZimbabwe.
Uthi uMongameli Mnangagwa ikusasa lobudlelwano beZimbabwe leFrance liyakhazimula. Ungabe ukubona lawe ngaleyo ndlela?
Ubudlelwane ngeke buqine nxa iZimbabwe ingahloniphi umthetho wayo, umthetho weZimbabwe, ingahloniphi amalungelo abantu beZimbabwe, ma-citizens eZimbabwe. I-EU, iFrance, o-UK, o-US, into abakhuluma ngayo inye nje kuphela. Bathi Zimbabwe, government yeZimbabwe, President Mnangagwa, le government yakho, hloniphani umthetho weZimbabwe, hloniphani amalungelo abantu beZimbabwe, hloniphani impilo yabantu beZimbabwe, yibani lokhetho olukhululekileyo. Landelana umthetho. Kambe umuntu okuncenga kangako ekuncengela ukuthi kube kuhle kwelakho ilizwe uyabulwelani laye? Angeke buqine ubudlelwano ongazange kwenziwa lokho okufunwa yiconstitution yeZimbabwe. Labo laba bangaphandle bathi kakwenziwa, kababuyi lezinto ezingaphandle kweconstitution yeZimbabwe. Bathi landelani iconstitution yeZimbabwe kuphela nje.
Uhulumende kaMnangagwa ungathi uya kulungisa yini konke okwathiwa kumela kulungise ngamazwe afana leFrance akuEuropean Union kanye laboMelika ukuze kulungiswe ubudlelwano phakathi kweZimbabwe ilalawa mazwe.
Akula manyathelo uhulumende athathayo ukuletha inguquko eziza kwenza ukuthi izwe leZimbabwe libe lobudlelwano obuhle lamazwe omhlaba. Lokhe lidonse ngaliyandlela ngaliyagiya esikhathi sikaMgabe yokungahlonipha amalungelo abantu yokuvimbela amaqembu aphikisayo ukuthi akhankase ekhululekile eyokuzama ukucisha kuphele inhlanganiso ezizimele sithi ngama-NGOs ukuvimbela abantu inkululeko yokuhlangana yokukhuluma yokuvimbela imisakazo ukuthi bengekhululekileyo. Sibona kuloke kuqhubeka ukusebenza iZBC kunye lamaphepha kahulumende sengathi aluhlangothi lweZANPF. Le ngatha zikahulumende ngokuhlokahlukeneyo zisetshenziswa sengathi ngezeZANPF. Yilokho nje amazwe omhlabathi kakwenzi akulungiswe, kodwa kasiboni manyathelo athathwayo ukuthi kuguquke khona lokho. Ngakho ubudlelwana soze bulunge noma ikanjani.
Umnumzana efihlela Ncube ingcwethi kwezombusazwe. Sixoxe njalo lelunga leZANU PF umnumzana Belief Gawule.
Ukuchayela ihlombe okwenziwe ngumongameli welizwe echayela upresident weFrance ngokunqoba akwenzile ekhethweni kuyinto eqondileyo njalo kuyinto enhle ikakhulu kuzinkokheli ezikhangelele ukuthi zisebenze basebenze bonke bekhangela ubudlelwane bamazwe abo. Kuyikungezelela kunokuchiwo ngumongameli ukuthi ukhangelele ukuthi amazwe la ayevale nyango evalele iZimbabwe ivuleke kuyindlela yokukhulumisana enhle njalo yokubuyisana ikakhulu emazweni la evele silahlile. Kuyinto enhle ukuthi iyenzakale ngalolo hlobo ukuthi umongameli ethe khangelela bona abana abantu abayibo abangamenzeli kuhle abamfisela ukubi ababona ukuthi kalwi labo, kodwa ke udinga ukuthi babe yingxenye ukuthi besebenze ndawonye ngoba singeke sizimele sisodwa siyiZimbabwe.
Umongameli Mnangagwa uchaze uMacron njengomngane wakhe, kodwa bakhona abamhlekayo abathi uzisikela ehwahweni lapha ngoba akula budlelwano kumbe ubungane obukhona phakathi kwakhe lo mongameli weFrance.
Abathi akula budlelwane phakathi kukaMacron lo president Mnangagwa abalaqiniso. Iqiniso yileli, ubudlelwano obukhulu bukhona phakathi kwelizwe leFrance leZimbabwe. Ubudlelwano lobu babankomo ngemva kokuthi upresident senanzelele ukuthi amazwe la aflathela iZimbabwe avala iminyango yayo, uMnangagwa wathumela izikhonzi zakhe kiyo wonke amazwe lana ikakhulu kuma European EU countries, wathumela izikhonzi zakhe ukuthi ziyekhulumisana lawo kubuyele njengayizolo kube kudlelwane. Ngokunjalo sibonile kakhulu ukuthi France iyenze kuhle, yaye responda kuhle kuhle kakhulu ngoba emkhosini ka September 2021 uambassador weFrance waba khona kukhomishinwa ilozeni plant liyana ye 3 million reconditioning ye Setco plant yenziwayo iFrance yayimelwe ngambassador wayo. Ngokunjalo kuyatshengisa ukuthi uambassador yena yedwa kahamba emkhosini enjengalala, ngokuambassador vele umela yena umongameli welizwe. Ikubona kwamanye amazwe ukuthiwa uambassador kuthiwa his excellence uyabe vele kunguye yena. So uMacron wayemelwe nguambassador, uambassador waba khona, kodwa amanye ama-ambassadors la ama-EU countries ayengekho. Kwazokuthi futhi eZimbabwe, uGreat Zimbabwe ngale ngomkhosini owawukhona ngo-May ngo-2021 ulokuzwe ambassador France waba khona njalo futhi. Ngokunjalo konke kona kuyatshengisa ukuthi upresident weFrance uMacron ubesevulile amasango, wasivulela ukuthi sikhulumisane laye sidale njalo ubudlelwano obungasincedisa siya phambili njengamazwe omabili.
Uthi njalo uMnangagwa ubona ubudlelwano obuhle kuyiwa phambili phakathi kweZimbabwe leFrance, kodwa abanye bathi kumnyama phambili. Uthini ngalokho?
Nxa sikhangela iFrance, khonoko sengike ngakubeka ukuthi iFrance ikhanya ukwenza kwayo akufani la kwamanye amazwe la ama-European countries. Ama-countries amanye ngale emkhosini nale kade ngiyibala lekuzimiseleni ukuthi bancedise ilizwe lethu leZimbabwe kabakho, asibaboni. Kodwa sibona ngemva kokuthi uMnangagwa wasethumela izikhonzi zakhe zabhoda, uhlelo lwaluphethwe ngumoyi owayephethe ugatsha lwe-foreign affairs uSibusiso Moyo. Waba le-engagement, re-engagement exercise eyaqhutshwayo ilizwe lethu leZimbabwe ngumongameli, isungulwe ngumongameli welizwe ukuthi kukhulunyiswane namazwe. Nanga siyabona amazwe nje ilizwe leFrance ngemva kokhonoko liqala ukuthumela izikhonzi zalo emkhosini emkhulu enjengayena le engiyibalileyo emibililwana wesethu golalona weGreat Zimbabwe oku akade kungasayenzakali osokusenzakala. Kutsho ukuthi sikhangeleleke ukuthi ngokunjalo kutshiwo ngumongameli ukuthi sikhangelele ukuthi ubudlelwano lobu bukhule futhi busiya phambili. Lanxa nje amazwe amanye khona ngale ku-EU yiyo amazwe anjengaboFrance yiyo azasincedisa futhi ukuthi athungulule amafindo labotshwe yi-EU.
Umnumzana Belief Gawule lilunga lezanu PF. Kusenjalo umongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden laye utshayele uMacron ihlombe ngokunqoba kukhetho lwayizolo esithi ukhangelele ukuqhubeka exhasana laye kunhlelo zokusekela ele Ukraine lona eliphakathi kokuhlaselwa ngele Russia. Uthe bazaqhubeka besebenza ndawonye njalo ekuvikeleni umbuso okhululekileyo emhlabeni jikelele kanye lokulwisana lokuguquka komkhathi. Uyaqala kusasa umbukiso walonyaka wezamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair kobulawayo. Lumbukiso ubukhangelelwe ukuvulwa ngumongameli wele Kenya umnumzana Uhuru Kenyatta, kodwa akaseyi kwenelisa kulandela ukubhubha kwaye ngumongameli walelo lizwe umnumzana Mwai Kibaki. Iphephandaba leChronicle lithi kulamankampani avela emazweni alitshumilane 14 azaphatheka kulumbukiso wona oza ngesikhathi umnotho weZimbabwe uqhubeka usadalala. Sixoxele ngcwethi kwezenotho umnumzana Regishoko.
Amakampani avela kwamamazwe abuya eZimbabwe International Trade Fair aloke siya esiwa malutshwane okuyikho kuyenzayo kuthengiselana lokulobelana kwamabhizimusi kube kulutshwane. Funa kusenza i-trade fair kuyesiba yinto nje ukuthi siyahlanganisa amakampani unganazelela isikhathi eziningi izitende ezinkulu ziyabe zithethwe ngezihlanganiso zikahulumende nezinye ezisebenzisana lohulumende lokamanye kahulumende. Kungula makampani amalutshwane kakhulu aphakathi kwezomnotho angabe esenza into ze-trade fair. Ungakhangela ukuthi umnotho wethu une kanjani njalo lokuma kumnotho nje jikelele. Kwenza into ezinjabo Zimbabwe International Trade Fair zifuze zibe zidinga izindlela loba amaqhinga okutshintsha indlela ebuthamisa abantu loba uhuga abantu ukuze kube lempumela kumabhizimusi ikakhulu nxaika umhlaba emnotho weZimbabwe ungathuthuki lokho ume wandawo njengalokhu sikubonayo phakathi kweminyaka eminingi ethize edlulayo. Kuza kwazima ukubana kube la mabhizimusi esithi meaningful transactions or business eZimbabwe International Trade Fair nxa singaqhubeka sibona senza izinto njengoba zidlale zisenziwa. Kuyikubana lingane ngumbuthano nje ofuze ubuthane ngazonke isikhathi ngalesi sikhathi somnyaka.
Sibona ukubana sokuqhamuke ukukhulumisana kubi phakathi kukasibalukhulu we-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe ubaba John Mangutshka labo somabhizimusi abaphansi kwenhlanganiso ye-Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries. Yona esola uhulumende isithi akaluphathi kuhle udaba lomnotho okuyinto ecunule uMangutshka othi osomabhizimusi laba balahlekile kakhulu. Ulubona njani lolo daba?
Ngasikhangele ikakhulu ngozomnotho weZimbabwe lokhu kuhlala kukhona ungathembani phakathi kwamabhizimusi nalebhanga elikhulu leZimbabwe sokule minyaka edlula elishumi kunjalo. Kodwa okunye kuvela kokubana thina njengabo somabhizimusi abaningi bethu bangamaqili loba sithi abathembakalanga njengalokhu ababe sithi i-reserve bank ayithembakalanga layo. Ungakunazelela ukubana even amakampani abathola yena le mali kokushina encane abayitholayo into engabathengisa ngazo azijengisa ukuthi bathola imali echipileyo ungawunanzelela njalo uzwe ulandelele uzabona khona amakampani athatha imali kokushina angayithenga lutho bandle kwelizwe afike athengise nje imali yona bengaphenduka azothenga yinye ethengisa nje kube ngumsebenzi wokuthengisa imali so kwele Zimbabwe into eqakathekileyo yokutshintsha i-mindset abantu kube kuqakatheka ukuthi nxa kusetshenzwa kusetshenzwe ngoba la industry kathe silazo izigilikwixi ezenza khonoko abantu uhulumende uyakwenza ngoba bacabanga lutho bayakwenza kodwa la uhulumende kangelele ukuthi angangeni kakhulu esithi too much interference kuma market forces kufuza avumele nje ama market forces kodwa wagayide engangeneli ukuthi yabe sebuya ngani authority sikangele kwel governor uMagunja indaba ye foreign currency ingani simehlule ukuthi ayibambe ngendlela ngoba lona i auction ibisebenza kuhle kodwa isiqedwe i confidence ngokudelaya ukubadala loba ingayenza ama location ukwenza ama business bebe lidinga ama alternative and alternative black market njalo kube sokungabe lokuthembana ngokhayana abaye bayithola ngaso zonke isikhathi beyifuna abanye bayithola ngudlu abanye bayithola ngokwazubana yiko kungani kwenza into ezihluphe konoko
umnumzana Reggie Shoko yingcwethi kwezenotho Seli kubonile na okusemaphephandabeni. INews Day ivika ukuba inhlanganiso yeConfederation of Zimbabwe Industries isixwayise ukuthi umnotho uzabhidlika uguqe ngamadolo nxa uhulumende engaqhubeka ebamba osomabhizimusi ngamandla ukuthi basebenzise idola lakuleli. Ikroniko ithi isabelo seMathebeleland silakho ukulahlekelwa ngama-constituencies amahlanu ngoba bebalutshwana abantu asebebhalisele ukuvota. Sokuyisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Sanibonani Studio 7 ninjani? Hayi siyacela nisize lapho nisifake emsakazweni ngalento yenzakala lapha eSouth Africa ama-agenti sokunama-agenti asuka ethumbe abantu ke siyacela ukuthi nizame ukuthi lolu daba lilofake emoyeni impela ligcwale yonke indawo ngoba abantu besimame bayaphela lapha eSouth Africa ngendaba yokuthunjwa ngendaba yemsebenzi ikakhulu sikhala ngalabo bakithi ngoba yibo abastranded kakhulu siyacela kakhulu nizame ukuthi nifake le ndaba emoyeni abantu bonke bayizwe nala manamba la wena wabonayo yiwa manamba abatshontsha ngawo abantu nabantu abaningi abazi ukuthi kwenzakalani ngiyabonga igama nguVusimuzi Ndlovu
Salibonani Studio 7 ukhulumayo Lucas Ngwenya from Plant ndokuzwa nje sometimes ama interview wenu the interview abantu bezana ikhuluma nje ngento zesizwe ukuthi ilizwe abantu baphatheka kanjani kanjalo nje so ngiyathanda always kulandela ilo kunjani yena but hey into ebuhlungu ukuthi abantu bezana aba understand ukuthi abantu behlupheka bagcwele indawo zonke njengamanje mina ndaye South Africa impilo yase South Africa lempilo yase Zimbabwe idifa noma sisho ukuthi icorruption lana eSouth ikhona but ingcono ayifani yasezimu iserious because abantu bezana noma benza corruption abatshelani noma benza into embi abanasikhathi yabo noma bazi bebulala umuntu ewani abakubona ukuthi umuntu uyayibona le nto le lazi kunzima lapha kunzima kakhulu
ngiyalibingelela umsakazi we-Studio 7 basakazi bonke nabalaleli be-Studio 7 basakazi fani sisakazele izindaba ezinhle izindaba ezimnandi izindaba zeqiniso siyezwa namhlanje ukuthi kwenzekani ezweni singaphandle silami sisebenzeka elizweni lase-South ngilana eMpumalanga ngiyezwa ukuthi kwenzekani emhlabeni siyabona ukuthi kwenzekani ngendaba yedudula le kahle kahle kunebhulu elalihlala lapho ezimu balithathela iplazi balithathela iy'nkomo balithathela everything enaninakho kahle kahle ngithathelwa ngabantu bezana manje kuhlupheka thina abantu besingibeleni abantu bakamthwakazi singazange azange sizidle nalezo zinkomo azange sihlale nakuleyo ndlu abamthathela yona manje namhlanje nguye sisupporta i-operation kugila leyo ukuthi ishaye iqoshe abantu ibethe abantu lelo bhundelo yabona izithombe zakhona sinazo siyathumelana ngokunjalo ngokunjalo okay okhulumayo ibahlangene umzuri kamazi mtakadibe emngcibeni egwandwane esigodini ngiyabonga ngikholele okhulumayo
Studio 7, Studio 7, Mlapola Namose, Mlapola Namkoma Jonga, Blessing, Mkoma Jonga, Mlapola Namonko, Mkoma Wande Monke, Mlapola Nawa Ameriko, Ashe three ride, Tule Wambola, Crispin Bean, you will be out to Mutu Guzis, Yachitongi, Chibangwa, Babo, Amba Chitonga, Tusheba Chitonga, Shi, Tulapona, Tipona Logo, Dongampona, Mlena, Itila Lumba, Three Wambos, Yavamwe, Zuma Valego. So, over Chilim Coca, over Jimmy, Abam and the Tiri Wambus, Yabonke, Valu Muso. Chile Walti said, and out to move voto over to go vote at an out to move voto over to Tatiani Mirijonga, Ganagatas, and Aganautin, especially Batonga, that go to Paramendo. The and out tea, move voted Jimichin, Mulajana, Tesla's over Paramendo. Tiri Wambus, Yamachifes, Wamuko, Wam Sala, Tiri Wambu. Steady in Kuo, Miso, but it was your deed. There are Matongo, Mutabambu, Bambu, Amsova, Amban, to Tarumbari, Wambu, and Billy Crispin, who's all Mambano.
Salbonani Studio 7, Gabinella, and Chandu Paula and Rani Lapa, and Banduba, Zimbabwe, and Babbage Sabashana, South Africa. Menang Chandu Babon Sakona, Gucci, Band Bagetti, Inda, Tasha, I say, Kobagit, I say, Ko, Ejano, Arsena, which is in Latin, in Zondis in England, South Africa, and the corner, which is weird, and a kind. She was a man of blue, cities were there. Usibona ukusondela sanja ngoba nje masingayenzanga lento cabanga ukuthi kuzoba nzima abantu ngeke beze bephile kahle lapha eSouth Africa mangibhekile manje ngoba mangibhekile nabanye kukhona nje abanye asebe retrenchwa ngabelungu for no reason so izinto sezijidile umuntu osekhaya ucabanga ukuza ngapha ngicabanga ukuthi malazihlalele khona le silinde lo 2023 ozayo silungise lezo yabona
Sanibonani bantu bakithi linjani ngezindawo. Mina ngisazibuza ngempela umbuzo ongelampendulo ngabantu bezana uPF laba abahlala bekhuluma manje ukuza namalanga. Kambe kule 42 years lezi izana uPF iyenzeni? Izana uPF nje into ongathi ukuthi izana uPF iyenze lokhu yikuphi? Namanje lokho beqhubeka betshela abantu amanga. Bethi bazoyenza lokhu. Isikhathi sonke bebekuphi bengayenzi. Why bengayenzi kungakavutwa? Bezoqala betshela abantu amanga. Why bengayenzi manje kungakavutwa? Isithembiso zonke lezi ezikhulumeza uPF. Kube ngakho ukukhuluma kanje umuntu omutsha ongakangena power kube ngasi yasho ukuthi hayi lo muntu asigaze simboni nodwa mina ngakwala laba ngicabanga ukuthi ukho umuntu mpela ongatshona esazinikeza ithemba kuzasa phezulu kanti uyabe ufuna ukubonani lo muntu entsha angagaze ayibone manje abantu basemlilweni abantu bagithi wonke umuntu uthwele izinto abantu bagcwele amazwe abantu basekuhluphekeni hawo bana abahlala bekhuluma amangaba nabo kambe into abazayitshintsha mpela beyenze entsha abantu abangagaze beyibone yini ilizwe liphelile nanti yalifile feel izimbabwe Into ancient and Pelaman to Abaili, they would give us or would have been in the Sega. Is all people feeling he teach? Is all people making a fair year in the citizen?
Labo abalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo ngeWhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-Voice of America ithi kufe amasotsha kwelemali ayisithupha njalo kwalimala angamashumi amabili ngemva kokuhlaselwa kwenkamba zawo ngabantu abanakanelwa ukuthi ngabahlamuki besimoslem abedlulise amalawulo. i-AFP ithi ukuhlaselwa kwabokholo lwesimuslim kwele India kuyadlondlobala. Singene kudaba lweMelika. Unobhala obona ngobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe umnumzana Anthony Blinken kanye lonobhala wezomvikela umnumzana Lloyd Austin bethekelele kwele Ukraine izolo ukuyakhulumisana lomongameli walelo lizwe umnumzana Volodymyr Zelensky mayelana ngokuhlaselwa kwelizwe lakhe ngele Russia. Lokhu ngokwakuqala ukuthi iziphathamandla zeMelika ezisezikhundleni zalolu hlonzi ziye kwele Ukraine ngemva kokuhlaselwa kwalo kumpi esaqhubeka. Lanxa imininingwane yalomhlangano ingakavezwa ngokugcweleyo, umongameli Zelensky ubekhangelelwe ukucela uBlinken loAustin ukuthi bakhuthaze uBiden aphe ilizwe lakhe izikhali zokulwisana leRussia. Sixoxele ocubungula izombusazwe umnumzana Tim Moringai.
Umhlangano lo uka Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin lo Secretary of State uBlinken ubuqhakathekile ngoba it's assessing the situation on the ground ukuthi how far has the war gone, i progression le regression, lama realities ukuthi vele inganqobakala yini ilokhu zeni impi yona le between the Russians and the Ukrainians. Sibona ngantwa i Russia pulled out of ama regions amaningi and they're now concentrated in the south, i Donbas le Luhansk region, gathese ngantwa i Mariupol sebe surroundile, and there's one place ngantwa the war is still going on. So I think ukuhamba kwabo ama Americans Lloyd Austin lo Blinken is to make sure ukuthi i reassurance ye support ya Melika for the sovereignty of Ukraine and ukuba promise the next way forward.
Umongameli weUkraine ukhala ngezikhali uthi iMelika lamazwe akuNATO kumele aphathise ilizwe lakhe ngezikhali ezithize ukuze lenelise ukulwisana leRussia. Ubona ziphuma yini lezo zikhali njengokufisa kwakhe uZelensky?
Izikhali ezicelwa ngumongameli welizwe uVladimir, ngiyabona ngathiwa it's a gradual approach ngoba sesikwazi ukuthi sebenikwe close to $3 billion in support. Sibona lathi ama reports aphumayo kuma Facebook lamanye ama media sites esithi izikhali zangkhona bezingakafiki 2 weeks ago, but kathesi ngathiwa sezifika on the front line. Mina mbona ngathiwa iAmerica layo ukuthi ithumeze izikhali ibikhangela ukuthi akusoze kube njenge-Afghanistan khona abachiya khona izikhali eziningi when the Afghanistani army just yaphongunxibilika without even putting up a fight. So kuyabe sokudangerous ukuthi izikhali ze-America zingafika khona ngale in the future zisetshenziswe against the Americans. So mbona ngathiwa izikhali bazazinikwa but at a gradual phase and assessing ukuthi i-strength ye-Ukraine imeka ngapi.
Umnumzana Tim Moringai uhlaziya ezombusazwe. Siziphethe ngebezihamba phambili. Intengo yamafutha ezimota isikhwelile. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usenzele amhlophe usowabo wele France umnumzana Emmanuel Macron kulandela ukunqoba kwakhe kukhetho. Umnangagwa uthi uMacron ngomngane wakhe njalo uthi ubona ukukhazimula kubudlelwano beZimbabwe leFrance. Uyaqala kusasa umbukiso wezamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair. Abanye besithi awusoze ulete umahluko kwezenotho. kwanele mtwaga zilikumbule ziko na ezakusihlwa ngo 7:30 na asibeni sonke kweze kusene njalo kusasa ngo 6:30 yimi untungamili nkomo.